You're listening to Language Casters Football Language Podcast. Hello and welcome to the podcast for all football fans and for those interested in improving their English. My name is Damien and I'm here in London on a wintry Sunday evening after a weekend of some wonderful football action. Now, regular listeners to the show will know that our other presenter, Damon, who's based over in Japan, is normally with us, but this weekend it's just myself, as he's busy in Tokyo. I wonder, did he get a chance to see his favourite team, Liverpool, play in the Merseyside derby earlier on today? We'll be talking about that game, as well as the Manchester derby, in our predictions section of the podcast a little later on in the show. Before that, we will look back at some of the football news from the week in the good, the bad and the ugly. And then we'll have our weekly quiz question. And we'll also explain some football language expressions from the week, including the phrase head-to-head record, which some of you may have heard or seen in some reports from the Champions League games this week.
皆さんは LanguageCaster.com を聞いています。
Yes, you are listening to LanguageCaster.com. And that message was in Japanese. Now, if anyone would like to send us the message, you are listening to LanguageCaster.com in their language, that would be great. Right, let's start by looking back at some of the good, the bad, and the ugly from last week's football action. Well, it was good for all five English sides in the Champions League after Liverpool's 7-0 thrashing of Spartak Moscow in midweek. And this meant that all five of them qualified for the knockout stages of this season's Champions League. This is the first time that all five teams from one country has made it through to the last 16. So there's a really good chance that one of Manchester City, Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool or Tottenham could be winners next May. Now for bad, Crystal Palace were awarded a last minute penalty in their Premier League game against Bournemouth yesterday with the score at 2-2. Regular penalty taker Luka Milojevic had already scored once from the spot earlier in the game. But this time, Palace striker Christian Benteke decided to take the kick instead of the Serbian midfielder. The Belgian forward missed, and Palace lost 2 points, and left their manager Roy Hodgson fuming. Bad decision indeed from Benteke. Now ugly, a big story from Peru, where the country's captain and all-time record goalscorer, Paulo Guerrero, has been suspended for a year after testing positive for cocaine use. This means the Flamengo striker will miss the World Cup due to take place next summer in Russia, a huge loss for the South American side.
Hello, my name is Marcelo. I'm from Brazil. I'm a fan of Vasco da Gama, and you are listening to LanguageCaster.com.
Now remember that we'd love to hear your comments or suggestions, and you can do this by getting in touch with us via admin@languagecaster.com. We also have a Twitter page, Facebook page, both of which are fast approaching the 1,000 follower mark, so spread the word. We also have an Instagram page where we post lots of football-related photos. And of course, if you come along to the site at languagecaster.com and click on the podcast post, you can read the transcript for this show too. Okay, it's quiz question time. As we mentioned at the start of the show, there's a big week of derby matches in England this weekend. West Ham host Chelsea in an all-London affair. Liverpool faced Everton, and of course, Manchester United played rivals Manchester City. But there was another huge derby taking place in Europe this weekend. The Derby d'Italia, the Derby of Italy, in Serie A. And we want to know which two sides play in this derby. Which two Serie A teams play in the Derby d'Italia? And the answer will be at the end of the show. Next up, we've got some English for football phrases. I'm going to start with head-to-head record. Now, when teams finish level in a league or a qualifying group, they have to be separated in some way. Usually, this is done by goal difference. But sometimes the results between the two teams counts instead. This happens, for example, in La Liga in Spain. In the Champions League, when teams finish level on points in the qualifying group, the head-to-head record is used. So, for example, if Team A beats Team B at home and then draws away, Team A will finish above Team B in the table. Sometimes this phrase is also used when comparing results between two teams over time. For instance, Brazil have a better head-to-head record against Germany. They've played each other 22 times, with 5 wins for the Germans, and 12 wins for the Brazilians and 5 draws. Here is another example, this time from the recent Champions League qualifiers. Roma finished ahead of Chelsea in their Champions League group thanks to a better head-to-head record. Roma beat Chelsea 3-0 at home and drew 3-3 in London. How are teams separated in the leagues and competitions where you are living? Goal difference or head-to-head records? Drop us a line at admin@languagecaster.com and let us know. Now we have one more phrase this week, which can also be found in our ever-growing glossary of footballing terms. We think it's the biggest football glossary in the world. And this phrase is shoulder barge. Now you can use this phrase, shoulder barge, as a verb or a noun. A barge is a very strong push. It is done with the purpose of deliberately pushing someone to move them from their position. In football, a shoulder barge describes the action when a player who is trying to get to the ball uses his or her shoulder to push against an opposing player's shoulder. The shoulders touch. It is not seen very often now, as referees will often award a direct free kick if there is physical contact off the ball. However, in the laws of the game, a shoulder barge or shoulder charge is legal. Both players have a right to get to the ball, and they can push each other's shoulder with their own. They can shoulder barge their opponent. Here's an example from Reading Referees Association from February 2016. Football fans often complain that players can't use the old-fashioned shoulder charge these days. To shoulder charge. Right, it's time for our final section, the predictions. And the leaderboard after the weekend's game shows that Alexar is ahead of Johnny Magic Boots, 112 to 107, with Damon in third place on 95, and I'm in fourth on 94. Definitely, though, a two-horse race at the top, I think, for the winter halfway prize. Now, let's take a look at the three big games that took place this weekend. And first up was the London derby between West Ham and Chelsea. Now, West Ham found themselves in the relegation zone before facing the current champions Chelsea yesterday, and both Damon and I thought the game would finish in a 1-1 draw, but the Hammers won 1-0, so no points for Chelsea or for either of us. Next up was the Merseyside derby between Liverpool and Everton. As it's a derby and form can often go out of the window, I went for a 1-1 draw, while Damon, perhaps reflecting the fact that he's a big Liverpool fan, went for a 3-0 home victory. It finished 1-1, so a nice 3 points for me there. And the last game was Manchester United versus Manchester City. Now, the top two in the Premier League faced off this weekend, with City 8 points clear before the match and looking to put one over their City rivals. Both Damon and myself went for 1-1 draws in this one. So again, no points for us, as City ran out 2-1 winners. Okay, next up is the answer to the quiz question. We wanted to know which two teams play in the Derby d'Italia. And the answer is, of course, Juventus and Inter. And their scoreless draw last night was the 169th time they've played in Serie A, with Juventus having won 88 times to Inter's 58. Well done if you managed to get that one right, and we'll have another football question next week. Okay, that's it from this week's podcast. See you all again next week, when we'll be looking back at a full midweek set of fixtures and looking ahead to the big games in the Premier League, including Manchester City versus Spurs and West Ham hosting Arsenal. Bye-bye.